This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. The Pentagon says that President Trump did issue the order for an airstrike in Iraq that killed a top Iranian general. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Pentagon says the top Iranian general who had arrived in Baghdad was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in the Middle East. So President Trump ordered the airstrike that killed about a half dozen people at the Baghdad International Airport. Earlier, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said it appeared that Iranian-backed militia groups were planning more violence after they'd attacked the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
Do I think they may do something? Yes, and they will likely regret it.
A deputy commander of an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq was also killed. Defense analyst Danny Davis says this ratchets up the tension in the Middle East.
I can only imagine that this is going to put the target on American soldiers, on American assets.
Oil prices quickly rose on the news of the airstrike in Baghdad. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The White House said that President Trump has warned Turkey's president that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. Emer McCarthy with Reuters.
I can only imagine.
President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan. The bill, which was opposed by all major opposition parties in the parliament, passed by 315 to 184 votes. Opposition parties said such a move could exacerbate conflicts in Libya and endanger Turkish soldiers in the region and Turkey's national security.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.